Case number 922-437.
This is another failure to disclose.
Morning, both. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record and indicate the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, Lieutenant George Bryce, Bethel Police Department, representing Chief Buckner, who is the issuing authority for the town of Bethel.
And for the record, can you spell your last name?
B-R-Y-C-E.
Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The applicant had filled out an application for a pistol permit and failed to disclose an arrest and subsequent conviction of the state of New York for DUI. The application was denied in part based on a failure to disclose and in part on suitability based on the concerns of the appellant's willful operating of a motor vehicle while intoxicated and the risk of public safety that that posed.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, my name is Daniel Rodriguez.
You don't have to tell us your name, but
you have to speak
it's up to you.
Yes, I did get pulled over for DWI. It was wild. I was 21. I was young. It was a mistake. I haven't had a record ever since, before or after. I am an electrician. I work all day, all night. I'm married. I have a clean record besides that. I am not a criminal. My name on the record also is Daniel Roberto Rodriguez Jimenez, which was also partial the reason why I got denied, because it said something on the letter when I got it back. It said that I didn't give my full name, which was also partial the reason. It said, my name is Daniel, I wrote Daniel Rodriguez, it's Daniel Roberto Rodriguez Jimenez. That was also a partial reason why I also got the knife.
Does anybody else have anything else in their
package? No, it seems really light.
Lieutenant, we're missing the application and the denial letter. Oh, no, we're not.
We have the
denial letter.
But we don't have the application.
Do not have the application.
I think the denial letter was from the appellant, though, right? The appellant sent in the denial letter.
The application is important because you're saying you didn't fill it out correctly.
Correct. Yeah, that was sent to the, or that was emailed in, scanned and emailed.
I didn't get anything. All I got was the questionnaire, the issuing authority questionnaire.
Whole packet.
Lieutenant, can you have a copy there?
I do.
Can you pass it for?
Sure.
I may have missed it, but I mean, I printed out the issue. Usually, when it's a packet, everything prints out. All I got was the two pages.
Okay, the record will reflect that the application dated. June 17th, 2021, the appellant checked no for arrests and no for convictions. I'll pass this around if anybody wants to take a look. No? Okay. Actually, I'm assuming you have a copy in your records. Mm-hmm. Could I retain this and
sure.
Add it to our file?
Really helps to not care if I made a copy for you.
I don't think we need it,
but thank you.
Ma'am,
yes.
My only question is, how is his name written on his application?
Well, I'm not supposed to say that, but
oh,
I guess
well,
he's...
That's why
I guess
he's just slatted this way. Cause
he has, I guess, waived his anonymity, but you can take a look there.
Okay, so that's part of the problem. That was part of the problem.
pass it down to Nancy, please. All right. Lieutenant, you may proceed with your case.
So our position with this is that in the application process, there is a very clear area that specifically states, have you been arrested? Have you been convicted? That was checked no. The arrest was relatively recent, so it shouldn't be one that escapes memory. And secondly, when we look at the suitability issue, part of the issuing authority's concern is that with the evolving in complexities of firearms laws, both in the use of force area, safe storage, safe use, it is important for people to be able to read the law, understand the law, be able to apply the law. There becomes a bit of a concern when a simple application is unable to be filled out correctly. But the larger concern, though, is the issue of driving while intoxicated, the immense risk to public safety that presents, the willful disregard for that risk, and now wanting to take on firearm and possession and appropriate use of it while we have these different factors at play that suggest that there's a bit of concern there for the issuing authority.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, do you have any questions of the Lieutenant?
Yes. As I was saying before, the reason why I said no on the application
was... Sorry, sir, we're going to get to your testimony in a minute. Do you have any questions for him?
No.
Does the board have any questions? Chief?
Can you go through his arrest and conviction history for us?
Sorry,
can you go through his arrest and conviction history? And just, you know, saying he didn't fill it out properly. When was his first arrest? Like, you know, just go through
so,
and tell me what he was arrested for.
Sure. There was one arrest out of the state of New York. The date of arrest was in 2015. I'll give you the exact date in a second here. April 12, 2015 was the date of arrest, and the charge was driving while intoxicated, which was a first offense, and a speeding violation. That was reduced down and pled out to a driving while impaired, I believe, which brought it down to an infraction severity in the state of New York. There was a fine and a, I believe, 90-day suspension of his license. No other arrests or at least contacts with the police department that we're aware of.
All right, that was in 2021. National Doom Bath, how old was he then?
2015.
I'm sorry. How old was he then?
We were about 21.
How old is he now? Maybe that's how old he is.
30.
Other questions? Seeing none, Lieutenant, do you have any other witnesses?
Good
job. So you still live in Bethel?
Yes.
Okay. You may tell us what you'd like us to know.
The reason why I said no on the application was because I talked to a lawyer and said anything with a DWI past 7 years would be expunged on her. So that's what he told me. I'm not sure if that's 100% true, in fact, but I'm sorry.
Did you lie?
Yes. And I knew. I'll be very straightforward. And I'm sorry, I lied on the application. It was not attended. I just spoke to a lawyer. That's what he told me to say.
No. Again, I'm just going to caution you because it's a lie. If you knew, you intentionally tried to hide it. If you knew what you were told by a lawyer, you know, you didn't have it. If it's something you didn't have to disclose, it wouldn't call that a lie.
Right.
So. A lie would be,
it wasn't.
I knew it, I know I should disclose it, and I tried to hide it. Is that what happened?
Yes.
No.
I don't think that's what it said.
No.
Sure. No. Was that a New York lawyer about your New York case, or was that a Connecticut lawyer? Are you asking about a New York case?
It's a Connecticut lawyer. I'm asking about a New York case.
Did you say 7 years he told you?
Yes.
And your application was... What was the date of application? 21. Yeah, I'm not too good at math, but I think that's 6 years, right? Yeah. So that was a 6 year.
I was going towards a 7, but yes, that's correct.
Okay. Other questions? Seeing none. one. Do you have any other?
No, I have something for Alicia. I'll ask that.
Sure. After, okay. Do you have any other witnesses, sir?
No. Is it your opinion or the department's opinion that a DUI conviction is going to be disqualified for a permit?
Speaking with the issuing authority about it, we discussed that. And his position at the time that the application was reviewed was that it was too close in time frame that he felt, and also the fact that the application was improperly filled out kind of further supported that position, that it was not the right time to approve that permit.
Sure. Well, again, you know, what would be the right time? 7 years?
That, unfortunately, is a question for the chief. That was an answer that I did not get as far as for what that bright line in the sand would be.
Because there are two DUI convictions within 10 years would be disqualified. Statute of law. This one is a judgment call, so I'm trying to see if I'm trying to get a feel for it. You got another one coming in with a DUI 6 years prior, that would be allowed to?
If memory serves correct, I think we have not approved an application that's had anything within 10 years for DWI. But that's from recollection. I don't know which ones were signed or when. I only see the ones that are denied.
Do you know the details surrounding the DUI circumstances? Was it an accident? Were you injured?
Motor vehicle stop for speeding. Unfortunately, the quality of the report from that agency is along the lines of J.D. Buck Savage, saw drunk, arrested, same. It's pretty much, car was driving, stopped a guy, failed breath test, arrested. It's basically.
Does it say what he failed?
No, does not give the amount.
Doesn't sound like it was an accident or anything.
No, it was not an accident. Correct. It was a motor vehicle stop, I believe, on Route 22 in New York.
Other questions by anybody?
Well, so I'm not trying to make light of this, but we have a police arresting officer not filling out the form, the applicant not filling out the correct form, and attorney giving bad advice.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps us in business. Yay!
All right. No other questions by anybody here? Okay. Sir, would you like to make a closing statement?
No. Thank you, guys.
Lieutenant, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I don't think
so. Comments by the board?
I've made mine.
Okay. seeing none, we'll go back to Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to have to vote for the issuing authority because I need to be consistent. I feel applications need to be filled out accurately, and just would advise that that be the case going forward.
Attorney Sinetti?
Well, I'm sympathetic to somebody acting on the advice of counsel, whether it's right or wrong, so I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Ms. Johnson? Ms. Chief Rosenzweig?
I don't even think that advice was correct for a Connecticut case.
No.
7 years ago. The law has changed, but I think that's one you have to apply for. Truly would have to read that to know for sure. But that was just bad advice all over.
Yeah, that was terrible advice. Chair votes issuing authority. We have 5 for issuing authority, 1 appellant. Thank you both.
Thank you.